Ardeth, how may I help you?
Hey, Ruben.
Yes.
It's Chris Reeves from Excel. How are you?
Good. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. Hey, Chris, can I keep you on hold or do you want me to give you a call back? It's going to take about 45 more seconds.
Oh, go ahead and keep me on hold.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I feel like I'm living in an insane asylum. Well, you asked.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I actually was just on the phone with another one with an Excel dealer and their customer who's out of control.
Oh no!
Dude, that's the pond. I was actually giving Randy a call. I'm sure that's why you're calling, right?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
So I take care of the vendor side of things. So Randy
okay.
asked me to call because unfortunately running to an appointment.
No worries. There is one specific question I wanted to talk to him. It doesn't need to be answered today or tomorrow. Monday's fine. I just kind of wanted to give you guys some feedback on some of what I've done for Excel thus far and since the conference. So do you know much about leasing and financing or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a dealer for years.
Okay.
So leasing has changed a little bit since the...
Who did you use when you were a dealer?
This goes back a little bit. We used to use American Express.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how long ago that was.
Okay. So let me just kind of give you an idea of what I've been doing. My whole thing is work hard and the chips fall where they are. Kind of sell and work and work and work. Since the conference... Put together, we just paid deposits on about $100,000 of deals. We have another $200,000 of deals approved. The deal that I actually just did, are you in front of a computer by any chance?
I am.
Can you type in a search bar, Google plus Bank of Cardiff?
Google plus Bank of Cardiff, okay.
Do you go to that link? Can you click that link?
One second here, I gotta...
Take your time.
Yeah. Alright, so let me try again. Alright.
Did that link load up?
Not yet, but it's thinking. I was on the VPN, so I had to disconnect the VPN because we
had some
serious firewalls and take a second for it to rethink. It's not loaded yet, but it's
All right.
So, anyways, what am I looking up?
All right, so do you see where it says reviews if you go down?
Still not there, but...
Let me do this. Hold on. What's your email?
Chris R. at Excel.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Can you check your email real quick?
Yep. There we go. Got it.
All right. So can you see where it says review summary on the right-hand side?
Yeah, review summary. Links, I think, Cardiff.
Well, do you see like a bridge, basically the London Bridge?
Yes. Yep.
Do you see where it says contact information and review summary below that?
So I see contact links and then about.
All right. So,
weird.
Are you signed into Gmail by any chance?
Nope.
Can you sign into Gmail real quick? And then click that link? Oh, okay. So I'm going to just send you a snapshot of the review that we just did.
Okay.
Let's take a look at this. You're just going to get weird emails from me. Tell me if you got that.
True. There we go. Got it.
So, this is the deal that I just did for Restaurant Equipment Paradise.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Super, super complicated deal. Super, super complicated. That's the review of the customer, actually. So, basically, and I don't know if you've had a chance to read that or not, but...
I'm reading it right now.
The kind of long and short of it is this. I think there's not just one program. You have a lot of complicated deals. And you have also one of those issues that I see is that's the good news. So what are the good news? We did a startup restaurant for 50 grand for divorce-ins. We just paid the deposit. Startup restaurant at good terms for 50 grand, which no one wants to do. We're always in a... People assume, I think, in my business that just because a vendor sends me a deal, the customer says, hey, I'll sign on whatever, when actually it's the opposite. Some of these customers are super aggressive people, and they're also very rude, to be honest, a lot of the times. One of the customers for the Excel dealers is actually threatening me. They're crazy. No, I wish. No, this is the pawn. When you deal with small business owners, unless you're only lending to the cream of the crop, many small business owners, like my family's like not, I'm third or fourth generation, but my boss is from the Ukraine. One of my best friends is in Ukraine. And especially a lot of people that are entrepreneurs from other countries. It's a different type of culture. So they approach everything with it's not like they'll accuse you, they'll threaten you, they'll scream at you because that's just the way they do business because they're from a culture where they think everyone's trying to screw them.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, and don't worry, they do these to your vendors also. They tell your they beat people over prices, your dealers, they do this all the time. But what one of the issues that I'm dealing with is sometimes I'm trying to please all masters. It means I'm trying to please Excel, I'm trying to please the dealer, I'm trying to please the customer. And I can't necessarily, I want to talk to kind of Randy about it because at a point, even though I can be very successful putting together a lot of deals, certain deals, you kind of have to have a little wiggle room in because there's only so much, there's only so much give. One of the things that we work with is a customer will go to a vendor, they'll get approved, or dealer, I should say, they'll get approved, and then they'll try to use this money at a different supplier, which puts us in a very awkward position because I can tell the customer, the way I handle it is I say, hey, look, what's the issue? Let's figure this out and let's play nice. But some people get very, very heated. I'm a voice of reason. I never try to lose my cool, but I see customers sometimes they get you deal with some very kind of unstable people. A lot of people will start a restaurant, they'll run out of money, and they'll start freaking out.
Panic,
exactly. So what I wanted to tell you is, overall, I'm really excited from the conference. Not every deal is closing, but just paid $100,000 on deals. The Restaurant Equipment Paradise was a complex deal, but I made sure that customer was taken care of and Ken was taken care of. And I want to let you guys know it's going pretty well. But there's a lot of opportunity. There's a major amount of opportunity here. But at the same time, I did want to talk to Randy about kind of a few moving parts that I need a little tweaking on, because with some of these bigger deals, you have someone that's literally, you have keep Excel happy, keep the customer happy, keep the dealer happy, keep Bank of Cardiff happy, and our priority is the lowest. But I think if we can do a little something custom on our relationship side, it might make on certain deals them go smoother, because some of these customers tend to be highly, highly aggressive people.
So what are you envisioning?
I'm envisioning something. I know you're aware we have like a contract with you guys, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. So, and are you aware of like the commission or the fee or any of that? Or I don't think I'm like stepping on any toes.
No. It's my job to know these things. So
okay. So you know our fee structure of like, you know what we pay you guys, correct?
Yeah, I'm a vice president of the company, so
okay.
You know, Randy defers all these to me anyways now. So,
and if we're at like, I think we're at 3%, correct?
Let me pull up the contract.
I think so.
So as I'm pulling this up, tell me what you're thinking.
Okay, well, here's what I'm thinking. I don't want to piss you guys off, and pardon my bluntness, it's just the way I work. I don't want to piss you off, and I spoke to Randy, and we had gone back on 2 or 3%, and on some of these deals, we're pricing them very, very aggressively just to keep people happy. I mean, doing some stuff. But for some of these programs, to keep the customer happy, our profitability on, like, we're not talking about a $30,000 deal. We're talking about, like, a $100,000, $150,000 deal. Some of these deals literally are at, to keep, if these customers are going to get kept happy, they're literally at a 4% profit margin. There is close to nothing in it, because I work off bonus, and I like to keep customers happy. And so there's a point where I've got, and also some of your dealers, they want to get points too. So there's a point where it's like,
They should be making it off sale, though, not asking you for points.
Oh, yes, of course. That's what they should do. That's not what they all do. Most of the dealers I work with don't ask for points, but people do mention that. That's how a lot of leasing companies get their business, which I don't agree with. I think long-term it doesn't lead to anything. But basically, here's my goal. I think, if you ask me, I think we're going to do well over $1 million with you guys if this trend continues this year. I think we've got a lot of people that are excited to work with us. And I've seen a lot of success very short term. But yeah. what I would like to do is, on a rare case, me pick up the phone and say, hey, look, and this has nothing to do with the dealer. You know, I don't say like, hey, we pay Excel 3%. But in a rare case, me coming to you if I need to on a deal and saying, hey, look, this is a $130,000 deal, or this is a $90,000 deal. I priced this deal out very, very competitively because the customer is a raging lunatic and I want to help the vendor. These people are, look, there are some people in the restaurant world that are not nice. They're not nice people. That's just what you deal with, and if you don't like dealing with it, you're in the wrong industry. But it's me picking up the phone and saying, hey, look, I got a $100,000 deal potentially, and there's $4,500 of profit margin in it. Can you guys let me do this for a little less, for 2%, so we can make something off this deal?
Yeah, reach out to me in those cases on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
But the thing is, I want to make sure that if our dealers are hitting you up for points.
None of the dealers that I mentioned, but
good. Okay.
But there are dealers who say, I work with someone and they pay me 5 points already.
Yeah. If that's the case, let me know, because we do not own that. As an organization, they should be making their money on the sale itself,
okay.
on the markup, the equipment. So,
Gotcha.
If that comes up with our dealers, just let me know and we'll address nicely. But we'll remind them that, yeah, do you really, does it matter that you make 5 points on a transaction?
Correct.
Or do you want to just walk away from
but
it?
All the other vendors, by the way, the vendors have my back, which I appreciate. Like, one of the deals I'm working with, the customer's crazy. And the dealer's like, dude, I understand. They try to beat me over price. You got it. But that's the only thing I want to share with you, because I'm trying to address an issue as I see it kind of moving forward on other deals.
Yeah.
Just so you know, my average profitability on transactions, like what is our average profit margin? I'm fine sharing with you. On most deals, if I do a $100,000 deal, I primarily work off a bonus. So, you know, I might be making like 1.5-2%, which I've got to make a living, but, and I want to make vendors first, but yeah, there are some of these deals where it's so tight. I appreciate you being open to that.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. I can't say that we'll do it on every case, but
no!
Definitely, I think if we look at it on a case-by-case basis, you know, it's a reasonable request.
It's probably 1 out of 10 deals, and I just want to address it as I see some of these bigger deals. I just wanted to reach out to you. But
yeah.
So far, so good, right?
Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah, 47K. Some of those aren't funded yet. They're place deposits, but I'm beyond excited, and Ken's going to reach out to you. We're really excited to get that one on the board. We're happy.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Other than that,
what we find too are that these dealers will, other dealers will contact the Kens of the world and get some information, and it's a building process.
Correct.
You know, once one dealer has a good experience, it just snowballs.
That's what I told Ken. I said, hey, Ken, tell Excel I did a good job on other people. He's like, absolutely. I think my response from dealers is they don't want to, like, know all the moving parts. They just want to hear, hey, look, is this deal going to get approved and is this customer signed?
Yeah.
And am I going to get paid?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So the other thing, and I'll mention this to Ken, was we have what we call a bulletin board, which is on the intranet for the dealers. And it's where they use, it's their communication tool. So I think I'm going to ask Ken to post his experience with you guys on that bulletin board, because every dealer sees that.
Cool, yeah.
And that might be an opportunity for a future.
Complex deal, by the way. Very complex.
Yeah.
Titled vehicle, all these different moving loans, but, you know, I actually, that's the one part of my job I'm kind of sick in the head. I like putting together these files and helping people out. It's very weird.
You're a good man for that. I appreciate it. All right. Well, very good. I'm glad to hear that things are going well, at least early on, in the right direction after conference.
They are.
And then when those situations come up, just give me a call. Now, you can always reach me in the office by just calling Diane, because I have an office in Minnesota as well as an office in Denver. So she'll always know where
gotcha.
To put you.
As an FYI, just to kind of share with you for 10 seconds what I'm seeing a lot of, and maybe this kind of rings a bell. Not necessarily the deals will approve. Click closed. Customer owns a restaurant. Let's call it, I'll give you an example. There's a Korean steakhouse we're working with. They're starting a second Korean steakhouse, but it's not the same name. Different corporation and different business name.
Yep, so it's like starting from scratch.
Nope. $100,000, good term approval. $100,000, good term approval.
Good. Beautiful.
So where we're seeing a lot of successes, going the extra mile and saying, hey, look, instead of sending this deal to a program or a lender where they're going to get $15,000 to get some obnoxious term and not sign, let's help the dealer out. We can see this as a real legitimate business with a story behind it and give them an awesome term.
Cool. Wonderful. Well, that sounds great. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for the time. And by the way, I doubt you'll get more than one or two calls from me asking if exceptions or talking about them. I just wanted to give you a heads up so you don't feel I'm blindsiding you.
No, I always welcome the call.
Thanks a ton.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.